John Kerry's choice of Senator John Edwards brought swift and nearly unanimous condemnation from business groups. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce even vowed to drop its official neutrality in presidential elections to oppose a ticket that includes Edwards. NPR's Elaine Corey reports.
If John Kerry wanted to win friends in corporate America, picking John Edwards as his VP clearly was not the way to go about it.
The selection of John Edwards as the running mate is a clear statement to us that our concerns really just don't matter.
Greg Casey is the president of BIPAC, the Business Industry Political Action Committee, whose mission is to elect pro-business lawmakers. BIPAC keeps a scorecard on a long list of congressional issues dear to big business. And according to Casey, the Kerry Edwards team could not have fared worse.
On tort reform, on fair taxation policies, on science-based regulation, on fair trade, they just didn't vote right on any of them. So it's not a matter of picking one out. They unfortunately ended up with goose eggs.
So neither Kerry nor Edwards are favorites of the Fortune 500, but it's Edwards in particular who boils the blood of many corporate executives. Like many of them, he's a self-made man who rose above humble roots to claim a spot in the multimillionaires club. But Edwards, a former medical malpractice attorney, got there thanks to big fat jury awards against doctors and corporations. In his Senate and presidential campaigns, Edwards' greatest financial backing by far has been from trial lawyers. Stuart Rothenberg, a nonpartisan political analyst in Washington, says as far as many business owners are concerned, Edwards might as well be a terrorist.
Trial lawyers have kind of become enemy number one to the organized business community.
Business groups and leading Republicans have lashed out at Edwards all week, calling him an ambulance chaser, loaded with ambition but lacking credentials. The Kerry campaign quickly organized a counterattack, trotting out a list of high-powered executives who back the Kerry Edwards ticket. Investment guru Warren Buffett, Apple computer Steve Jobs, and former Chrysler chairman Lee Iacocca signed on early. Although the block of Kerry's business supporters remains small, it's been growing.
There's clearly a very aggressive attempt going on right now to sort of create an anti-business boogeyman out of this ticket, and I think it's important that we speak out.
Peter Chernin, the president of News Corporation and Fox Entertainment Group, fielded questions from reporters in a conference call organized earlier this week by the Kerry campaign. Warren Spector, president of the investment banking firm Bear Stearns & Company, also talked up Edwards' business credentials.
The Republican Party is trying to paint him as some sort of extremist, but in my dealings with him, I found him to be very open-minded and willing to listen to all sorts of business issues, legal reform, concerns about health care, not only from an individual point of view, but also from a business point of view.
So the contest is on to define Edwards, either as a centrist committed to promoting long-term economic prosperity or as a radical anti-business opportunist. But in the long run, it may not matter all that much which definition sticks. According to independent analyst Stuart Rothenberg, this is not the question that will decide the election.
This election is not going to be won in the boardrooms. It's going to be won by a handful of voters in swing districts and swing states.
Some of those voters, says Rothenberg, will be business owners, but just as many are likely to be union members or maybe even trial attorneys. Elaine Corey, NPR News.